Welcome back to Get Right or Get Wrong. It's your host, Z-A-L to the motherfucking E. And today's subject is why are criminals, thugs, niggas that do shit illegal, praised by women and looked up to by young niggas? That's my question. Why do y'all praise them? And you know, the thing is, I asked a lot of females the question, and I got, you know, I ain't about to even front, man. I got a lot of dumb fucking answers. We feel protected. We feel like we got a trophy. Oh, my dude's that nigga. Oh, he's in jail, but I'm gonna hold him down. And I'm like, so when you take that Instagram picture to go visit this nigga and you don't look at the picture like maybe like an hour later and be like, yo, this is a dumb fucking picture. I took the time out to drive however far it was to go visit this person. I'll be wanting to hear how the conversation went when you was behind the glass with that nigga. That's what I'll be trying to figure out. Like, so what did you tell him when you went to go visit him? This goddamn alarm always going off, but who gives a fuck? I want to know, what did you tell him? Like, yo, when you get the fuck out, get your mind right, get a job. Shit like that. But I don't think that's how the conversation went. I think when a bitch go visit a nigga in jail or prison, she goes in there and probably tell this nigga, hey, this time you got to be smarter. I mean, you know, you could do your thing, you could do it again, but learn from your mistakes and do the same shit. I don't think she encourages him to, like, yo, you probably want to go get your GED, go get a job, take a trade, stay the fuck out the way, out of sight, out of mind, stay out these streets, because these streets ain't shit out here. I don't know what more do people need to see to understand that ain't shit in these streets. I really do be lost. Like, you know, bitches that go to the club and damn near catch a bullet. Cause, you know, the niggas that hate each other, they ran into each other and shit. And you probably caught the bullet or damn near caught the bullet or witness a nigga die on a Saturday. That same following Saturday come up, a goofy motherfucker will take their ass back to that same bar. And that's what be amazing me. Like, yo, you ain't just see that nigga get his brains blew out in a parking lot after a fight? Because these pussy niggas is not fighting. That's the thing. The only reason I got a gun is in case a nigga want to take it to that level. So I'm not on the internet on some, yeah, nigga, gang, gang, gun, gang. No, nigga, you don't see me doing that. And if you... somebody tell you they see me doing it, they fucking lying to you. I'll show you my gun. My gun, when I show my shit, it's a warning. And on top of that, it's fucking legal. I'm not going to go to jail for showing my goddamn gun. And that's another thing, you dumb niggas out here. Nigga, you going to jail. Going live and shit, pointing your gun, knowing goddamn well you ain't supposed to have that shit. And wonder why you failing out here. And then the dumb bitch you got with you, the dumb hood rat, encouraging that dumbass behavior, my nigga. Like, yo, you need to get the fuck away from this bitch. That's one thing I don't get it. Because I really do feel like women play a big ass part of why these niggas are getting locked the fuck up. I do. I think they play a big ass equation because a nigga feel like... if he work a regular job or, you know, live life the right way, he can't get him a so-called bad bitch, which I've been told niggas on the last episode, bad bitches is overrated. A bad bitch is bad for you. A dime is all you're going to have left in your pocket fucking with one. So, you know, I feel bad for fellas, but at the same time, you a grown ass man. You can make better decisions for yourself, my nigga. You really would jump out the window to get these hoes attention that ain't shit for real. They ain't shit. Trust me. In the long run, you gon' see. Or for some clout. Fuck that clout. Clout get you killed. That shit is overrated. So I just don't be understanding niggas. Like, I've been seeing so much dumb shit on Worldstar lately. I'm like, man, this shit is getting out of pocket. Usually niggas used to just like do their thing. No. Shoot at a nigga, do whatever they do. Niggas link up at the house later, have a drink, have a blunt. Talk about it amongst each other. The whole world don't know about it. They hear about it, you know, 10 years, 20 years later, how niggas remember back in the day when me and you such and such, we went over there and Swiss cheese the house and shit, blah, blah, blah. Now niggas out here like really like recording the shit. I done seen like 3 different incidents on Worldstar. Nigga was really having a shootout on camera. I done seen niggas get shot while he was doing a live. I done seen a nigga shoot at a nigga while he was on live. A dude pistol whipped the bitch in the face on live to show niggas this is what happens when you text my bitch. Pistol whipped the shit out of her. I'm like, God damn. And you know the fucked up part? I bet you the dumb bitch is still with that nigga. So that's what like puzzles me. Why do females like niggas like that? And I'm not hating on niggas like that. I just want to know the human brain. Like, what will possess you to even want to be with a motherfucker like that? Something is wrong with you. And as for the kids, like I said, kids praise these niggas. Y'all want to be like the neighborhood dope boy. When I used to see the niggas in the neighborhood doing they shit, I'm like, oh, this nigga is wild. So this how you make your money? Yeah, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that fast cash. Look. Fast life, fast death. That's one thing I'm going to tell you. I'm 30 years old. And I done been through a lot of fucking situations that people don't know about. And, you know, I'm not even, you know, people that know me and I share my stories with them is who I chose to tell it to. Trust me, I don't got no shame of having a job, went to go get my GED and got the fuck out the way. Lame ass nigga. I don't go to none of these fucking clubs, none of these bars, none of that dumb shit. Why? Because ain't nothing in there. You going to the club or the bar, you going to get fucked. You in there looking for some dick or you looking for some pussy. That's what clubs and bars are for. I didn't know that back when I was younger. I think, oh, I'm going out here for a good time. Bullshit. The ultimate goal is to take somebody to fuck home. That's what it is. Or go fight. Or, you know, play Russian roulette with your life. You shooting the dice with your life. You don't know if you're going to leave. You don't know when you go in that bar or that club, you might not come back home. And that's sad. That's some sad shit. You know, the hood rats leave the kids with the grandma. You know, shit like that. It just fucked up. I be looking at these little niggas like, bro, you want to be like that? This nigga's in and out of jail. Be the toughest nigga coming out on some Juana man shit. Now he think he a bad bitch. The same shit he was doing to get a bad bitch led him somewhere, and now he became a bad bitch. All these fucking sex changes and these surgeries and shit. That whole criminal shit ain't no good in it for that shit, man. I don't understand why niggas don't understand that. But like I said, I ain't about to sit here like I'm a saint because I was that same nigga. I was same nigga throwing up red rags, burgundy rags, you know, Suwu, this, bees up, all that. Look, I don't do that shit no more. I'm just a member. I'm not a banger. A lot of people don't know the difference between a gang banger and the difference between a gang member. I'm not active, my nigga. Ain't no nigga go tell me I can't wear red or whatever. Like, you ain't gonna come to me like, what's up with all that red? Because, bro, you gonna get your issue. I don't give a fuck what you bang. I claim me. I claim myself. Ain't nobody safe from me. I don't give a fuck what you claim. You leave me alone and you good. If I ain't fucking with you, the rule is don't fuck with me. If I ain't fucking with you, don't fuck with me. Because the shit's getting out of pocket, man. It's too much. The fucking internet just getting worse and worse. The city is getting worse and worse. Niggas, you can't even go get you a corned beef sandwich some guy don't wear without being harassed by the so-called goon, thug, about that life. Fuck out of here, bro. I'm trying to get me a goddamn sandwich, some chips, some miles, and a beer, and you mad at me because I don't want to buy your weed or your CDs and DVDs and magazines. Broke-ass nigga. Tired of these broke-ass nigga. I'm a broke-ass nigga, but you outside trying to sell me a CD or a mixtape that I could get for the free. For the free. Off that piff. Live mixtapes. My mixtapes. Spinrilla. You name it. Trying to sell me a DVD that I can get off a Fire Stick or all this other illegal shit they got going on. But I'm broke because you want me to pay you a dollar for some shit I could do for the free? I'm broke, but you out here hustling at 7 in the fucking morning trying to sell niggas a magazine? I'm broke, but you out here trying to sell some fucking weed? Nigga, I don't smoke weed, but you get upset when I tell you, hey, I don't want to buy that, my nigga. I'm cool. I just came out here. Oh, all right, broke ass nigga. I'm tired of this shit. Are you fucking serious, my nigga? I don't be getting that shit, man. So I fell off subject, but I want to understand. I'm trying to understand, why do y'all praise these type of motherfuckers? Like, are you not seeing what's going on out here? Be the same bitches posting, oh, I missed you. Rest up. The world is so fucked up. It's messed up out here. Really? And you know damn well that nigga wasn't no saint. Now, I mean, that's not no excuse for the nigga to die, but it's like, I be trying to tell females, like, these niggas that y'all be saying rest in peace to or whatever, even their family members, like, hey, man, you could have told him to clean his act up. Now, granted, you could be telling them that, but they probably won't listen. But unfortunately, that's how life rock. You want to be a gangster, you going to die or you going to do life. Period. Ain't no good in it with being no gangster, nigga. Unless you smart, get your little money, save your little brick, dog food or whatever the fuck you got going on, and get the fuck out the way. Some niggas get greedy. They keep going. Oh, it's going to be the last one. Well, I thought the last one was going to be the last one. Get the fuck, man, bruh. Hit your lick. Get legit. Make some music like, you know, most of these niggas do. Rap about it how you used to do it. And keep it moving. Don't keep fucking doing it. And if you're going to do it, stay on the low. You don't need no motherfucking team. Because the niggas, they be getting killed. It be by their own niggas. Or a bitch that set them up. And that's another thing. You bitches that be trying to, like, you know, be a criminal with your nigga and, you know, you got kids and you fuck around, get life, and now your kids are fucked up. God had to get split up. Some of y'all family don't even want to watch those kids. Like, man, what the fuck? Now you just breeding more criminals. Man, get to rapping. I ain't never had no mama or daddy. Both got locked up. Daddy got shot up. Like, come on, my nigga. Like, you don't get it? Like, it's like a pattern that keep fucking going. I keep realizing this shit, like, yo, something got to give. Something got to give, like, seriously. When everybody going to change their way of fucking thinking? Who knows? Maybe I'm thinking wrong. Maybe I'm the fucked up one. Maybe I'm just too corny for myself and, you know, for the world, because I see what the fuck going on out here. And I'm trying to help people, like, yo, you need to get the fuck away from these people. When I got locked up, my uncle told me, when I was at this motherfucking gas station this one night, when I caught my case for drug trafficking, he told me to leave. I didn't listen. I'm like, man, I'm about to leave. I'm about to go in here, go get me a pack of shells, Arizona's and shit, you know, because that's when I was smoking my weed. Boom. My people's sell an informant some weed. These motherfuckers pop on us like fucking SWAT. Like, we got, like, we El Chapo. Like, so many cops. I get punched in the face, dropped, chain snatched off. I thought these niggas was the Jack Boys. It was the cops, though. But all that could have been avoided if I listened to my uncle. He told me, get the fuck from around this motherfucking gas station. People need to learn how to learn. To listen, man. You got to learn. You gotta listen and learn, seriously. But it's sad to say, I think this shit only gonna get worse. That's the whole fucked up thing about this. Is because niggas gonna keep doing it because they feel like they gotta do this to get a bad bitch or any woman to be whatever, you know? Because some of these bitches be getting hyped up by some of these niggas, they really think they that raw, and they really not. Like, yo, you really not that raw. You okay. But, you know, it be niggas too thirsty to fuck, so they be hyping the bitch head up. That's why we got Cash Apps and all this shit with these females and shit, because niggas are so pressed for pussy that they will pay for it. Fuck that shit. I'll pay for that shit. My nigga, you gotta have low self-esteem. That's the, I don't give a fuck how somebody feel about it. You gotta have low self-esteem to pay for pussy. You have to. You gotta, you something wrong with you, my nigga. Is that serious that you can't? If that bitch don't want to talk to you, move to the next one. Oh, she don't want to talk to you, move to the next one. I'm not paying for pussy. I just never have. Well, you take a bitch to the movies, you're technically paying for it. Why not just pay her right there? Right there, get to the point. Nigga, you're paying for pussy. At least when I take this bitch to the movies or to the arcade or bowling or playing pool, I'm enjoying my own money too. So, yes, I paid to do this activity, but I'm enjoying it too. I paid for me to enjoy that shit too. You just paid this bitch to get some sex and money. All you got was pussy. And you might just last 3 minutes. So you didn't pay this bitch $200, $100, $50 deposit just in case you don't show the fuck up. So now this bitch done hit a lick and, you know, walls got stretched out more. But you just sitting there, damn, thinking about it. Damn, I just paid this bitch $200 for 3 minutes. Nigga, that she hit a lick, not you. For you to have a story to tell niggas, yo, this the bitch I fuck. Y'all better get your motherfucking mind back right. Seriously, man. But yeah, I want more for these females. I really do. Like, you know, I want to see everybody do better. Because what the fuck I'm seeing out here is just retarded. Retarded shit. It's like, why? Why do y'all praise these crazy motherfuckers out here? That shit not cool, my nigga. People are dying, my nigga. Mommies is crying. All these fucking funerals and all this shit I see on my news feed. Then you get on World Star like, damn, thought Cleveland was fucked up. Bullshit. We just up there, but this shit going all, it's just the world right now. Like, nigga, maybe I need to move to fucking Canada or something. Shit, because these motherfuckers are just fucked up out here. I don't know, man. If we don't clean this shit up soon, I think Trump gonna drop a nuke on us his damn self. I'm gonna drop a bomb on America. We just fucked up out here. I don't know. Because soon as he cut off the motherfucking government, then we gonna start attacking each other, knowing goddamn well we don't got no more money than you got. I'm about to go rob this nigga because I got $20. My nigga, he got $20 too. You robbing people that's in the same fucked up situation as you. Instead of, you know what, I ain't going to say that on my podcast. Let me not say that. I'm not going to say that shit. Because, yeah, I'm not going to say that. But we got to clean this shit up. These bitches need to get their mind back right. Y'all motherfuckers about to start using condoms out here. Stop bringing life to this world and you not prepared for it. Stop relying on the government. Because all you doing is putting these kids in fucked up situations that you in. And you know that these niggas out here shooting, they not boxing. Niggas is too pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even bring a kid to this world. That's how I feel. That's why I'm 30 with no kids. I already know this ain't the time for that shit. And that's some selfish shit. I wouldn't do that to myself or that kid. See, the baby, the women, they be treating this shit like it's cute. Oh, the baby shower. Fuck that. What do you mean? Like, this shit about to get lit. Yeah, that all that shit you got, the baby shower, that's going to last you about what? Maybe 6 to 8 months. Then it's go time. It's time. The government. Fuck waiting on the government. Meanwhile, we probably not going to work out. That's because I know that much. Probably not going to work out. You gonna put me on child support and all that old goofy shit. And I'm just not on that type of time. So that's why I'm real careful with my dick. Seriously. If no glove, no love. Flat out. That, you know, me rolling the dice back when I was 17, 18, I'm cool. Cause I didn't have too many pregnancy scares. But right now, when you get older and smarter and realize, oh, I was doing some dumb shit, just like gang banging. Fucking raw or going out to the club and all that shit, hanging around the wrong niggas. When you get older, if you survive that long and not get killed or get trapped by some bitch or get life, then you realize, yo, what the fuck am I doing? But I'm done. Let me know, why is this shit so praised? It's your boy Z. Get right or get wrong. Real shit.